Just before we come to our time of prayer, a thought for you and a challenge for the week. We've heard the Liturgy of the Palms and the Liturgy of the Passion. We've started at Holy Week and we'll continue through Holy Week to Maundy Thursday, to Good Friday, to Holy Saturday, and then we reach Easter Sunday. What I try to do, I have to say I don't always succeed, is during the week to try and think as I reread these stories, these coming of Jesus into Jerusalem, and all that went on in Holy Week, and reflecting on the readings of the Good Friday, is where am I in them? If I was there then, where would I stand? Where would I be at each event? And you might want to think about if Jesus was here today and was happening now, where would I be? And the one thing I discovered is that often where I think I am at the beginning of the week, as the week goes on, and I can become more honest with God, is perhaps not where I end up. So do take the opportunity during this Holy Week to reflect on the last week of Jesus' life and think, where would I be? And then perhaps, where would I like to be? So as we come to our time of intercessions, our time of prayer, very much reflecting on the cross as a symbol, do hold up in your hand your palm cross and think about it. These are very much reflections written by Nick from the 8 o'clock service. The cross is very much a symbol of our faith. The cross as a symbol of kingship. The palm leaves from which your cross is made were used to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem with shouts of praise for the King of Peace. Take a few moments to think about the kingship of Jesus in our world, believing he's in control, even if it does not always seem like it. The cross as our symbol of Christ's death. In Matthew's Gospel, we heard the journey of Christ from this Palm Sunday to the coming Friday, when Jesus died on the cross, the earth shook, the centurion said, surely he was the Son of God. Think upon and reflect on sureness without doubt, certainty beyond the shadow of doubt and resurrection. The cross as a symbol of compassion. In Psalm 31 we read, be merciful to me, Lord, for for I am in distress. In this week of great Christian significance throughout the world, which also involves ourselves, reflect upon compassion as understanding, humanity, mercy, kindness, condolence, tender-heartedness. Symbol of peace. In Psalm 31 we read, "But I trust in you, Lord. You are my God." Reflect upon peace brought by confidence, belief, faith, conviction, certainty, assurance. Psalm 31 we read, "Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love." Reflect upon desire of hope, anticipation, longing, confidence, desire. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son.